It's the E-Commerce Minute, your daily dose of e-commerce, tech, and retail news with your hosts, John Suter, Bart Meraz, and Brittany Blackman. The E-Commerce Minute is a production of Sumo Heavy, a digital commerce consulting firm located in Brooklyn, New York, and Philadelphia. Find us on the web at sumoheavy.com.
It's E-Commerce Minute, episode 764.
In today's episode, Google introduces video shopping app ShopLoop.
Last month, the tech giant debuted shoppable video ads on YouTube, a feature which yielded positive results for American Eagle Outfitters underwear brand, Aerie. The move was part of their foray into utilizing shoppable content. Google's latest experiment is a video shopping platform designed to introduce consumers to new products in under 90 seconds. The company has launched ShopLoop, a project from Google's internal R&D division, Area 120, where it tests out new ideas with a public user base. With the platform, users can watch videos that are 90 seconds or less to discover a range of products and product reviews from other users. Shopping on ShopLoop is an interactive experience. Users just don't scroll through images and text, but instead watch videos where creators show off things like nail stickers, hair products, or makeup. For now, Google is focused on beauty merchants, content creators, and publishers with an emphasis on makeup, skincare, hair, and nails. Currently, the creators work out their own brand deals for the content they showcase. The ShopLoop product itself is not monetized. The demos are meant to be relatable, giving consumers a feel for the brands and products in real life. When consumers find a product they like, they can save it for later or click to be directed to the merchant's website to complete the transaction. The app also allows you to follow your favorite ShopLoop creators and share videos with friends and family. The platform is currently available via mobile, and the company is developing a desktop application. Lax Pujari, ShopLoop's founder, had previously worked on online trip planner Touring Bird at Area 120. Last year, that effort became one of a small number of R&D projects to graduate and become part of Google itself. Pujari says his idea for new interactive shopping was inspired by how consumers today use a combination of social media and e-commerce sites together when considering purchases. For example, users will pop between a social media app like Instagram, then head to YouTube to see a tutorial or a demo. Then, if they like what they saw, actually make a purchase. So I see the play on words here, ShopLoop. They're closing the loop. Closing the loop.
John, how long has we've been talking about this?
Forever.
Forever.
We made mock-ups and ever. For this. We're and like, ever. Why aren't you people doing this?
Right. 10 years later, Instagram decides to finally do it, and these guys finally decide to do it. Like, I just don't get it. Like, it just took him forever.
Yeah, I know. I know. This is different than Instagram in that it's all shopping. And I think this also compares to what we reported on last week with Verishop. Their iOS app is the same thing. It's basically a shoppable Instagram. I mean, it's all the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The problem is, like, I think all these, remember all, when we started writing about this kind of stuff, I was fascinated about this. Like, they started, you know, all these companies started making their own apps to shop in, which we were like, well, wait a minute, everything's built in. Why make a feature?
Yeah.
You know, why make an app that's a feature? Like, and then that was like 6-7 years ago. I get why they're finally there, to be fair.
Yeah. No, agreed.
But let's see what happens. I mean, this is great. I think it fits what state of the world we're in.
Yeah, it's a good time for it.
It's a good time for it, right? You kind of got to do something. Like, if you think about it, all these influencers, you can't really go out and do what they used to do. So right. Might as well sell online. And, you know, I think
product demos.
Product demos, there's plenty of it, right? But I think there's also, I mean, TikTok is probably part of that play too. But you're going to see a lot more just shopping straight out and make it easier.
Yeah. And the difference with this is it kind of turns the whole shopping on social media on its head, because what is that basically? Shopping on social media is we have a platform and then let's clamp this other thing on top of it, which may not feel as organic. Whereas this, if you go to ShopLoop, you are going there to shop. And people who are really into, and it's interesting, but not unsurprising that they went for the makeup and hair and the beauty sector first.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah, Britt, I was going to ask you, that seems to be the stuff that would engage the most for that type of person who would use this. This is obviously for a younger consumer who is into that whole thing. And what better venue to learn and discover, and we've always seen this, you know, everyone that tries social commerce always goes for the beauty part first, because what better way to translate something than through video. Let me show you how I put this makeup on. Let me show you how it looks. Let me show you how it, you know, it's very, right. It's almost tactile, not really tactile in that you can't touch it, but it's very, very engaging in that way, and it's very real, as opposed to let's go for, you know, auto parts. It's like, not quite the same.
And probably I also feel like with beauty, there's just like never ending content. It's, yeah, there's so many things you can demonstrate. You will never run out of, it's a very like rich source to tap into. It's if they mm-hmm. want to keep making content and stuff like that at first too.
Agreed. And it's something, and like you said, and it's something that it never ends, because you're always working on new looks and new styles and new things, where there's no limit to it in terms of the types of content you can create.
Like, I feel like, sure, makeup and clothing is pretty easy, but I wonder if I haven't seen anybody else take that into a different level. Like, what about doing it for like car parts or cars, right? Like, you would think you could do some other things with it that people just don't think that way.
Yeah. And we've actually seen clients try to do that, where it's like, we're going to open up a comment section and you can post your own videos. There are some people on Amazon that do that to some extent, but it always seems like it's clamped on, as opposed to an organic thing where, and Bart, I was kind of making a joke about the car parts, but you might be right, because people who are engaged in that type of thing are also very much into it. I have friends mm-hmm. that are motorheads, and that is all they talk and think and sleep and eat and drink about. I mean, that's all they do. And what is the one thing that you do with cars? You're always fixing them. So I think it's
well, about, yeah, I mean, you can take that to construction. You can do that to, you know, any mm-hmm. any one of those things, right? Yeah. You can really like change that. You know, obviously, I understand that it's easier because it's a lot of influencers, youngsters that
yeah.
can
do makeup. Yeah, you have to think of the audience too.
if you take that into consideration, you can actually do really, really well, right? Like, you could go, hey, I'm just looking at my kitchen right now, but you know, my knobs on my cabinets, like, here's how you put them on, and this yeah. is what they are, and this is how they look. Like, you can kind of twist that into it, right?
Yeah, because what is, if anything, if YouTube's good for anything, it's good for learning about stuff. And why not carry that, you know, to the next step and learn about stuff and then figure out where to get it, you know, because it's always mm-hmm. and again, I think that's why they call the shop loop. Like, they are literally closing the loop, where it's like you discover, you go somewhere else, and then you go to the merchant to buy it. Instead, this is all in a closed environment right here. And what is great for the brands is that the content creators are doing all the heavy lifting. Now, the content creators work at a deal, and hopefully they're being fairly compensated for what they do, because this is not monetized. But still, the influencers are doing the heavy lifting and basically giving the social proof, which is mm-hmm. very critical, especially when you're dealing with young people. Brittany, I'm sure you can agree with this. Social proof is very, very important, where it's not, you're getting something that you feel is authentic and matches oh, yeah. your values and your brand aesthetics, et cetera, et cetera.
Exclusivity.
And exclusivity is another thing too. It's the velvet rope effect is very real, especially with younger people these days.
Oh yeah. Clout.
It's a fascinating thing to study. Mm-hmm. So Google has been making a lot of moves with shopping. They actually waived their fees, their merchant fees for, I think then they did a Google Shopping. Yeah. So they're really, I don't, you know, hey, everybody's only coming after Amazon, but you know what? They're in a natural spot, and why shouldn't they clamp on e-commerce as part of their business, because it makes, you know, total sense. The search is there, everybody's yeah, there, the audience is
Amazon
there.
Amazon's gonna be just fine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, Amazon, obviously. And there's a lot of other companies that are trying these shop video platforms, but no one has, you know, obviously the R&D financial backing that Google would. So they're, you know, they might be fighting a losing battle, or maybe even fighting a niche battle. It'd be interesting to see how this takes off. I'm really going to keep an eye on this, because, you know, we've always been talking about shoppable commerce for years, and now it looks like it's fine. Like, people are finally getting the secret sauce and figuring out how to do it. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we'll be producing more content around this, because it's something that we're fascinated with, and we think that there is a big future in it. But for now, we're going to close with a stat time. Google has been visited 62.19 billion times this year.
What?
Wow. Google has been visited 62.19 billion with a B. Google has 92.18% of the market share as of July 2019. Google processes over 3.5 billion searches per day, and 46% of product searches begin on Google, and I bet you the rest of them originate on Amazon. YouTube is the third most popular platform for influencer marketing content. 2/3 of shoppers cite video as a source of purchase inspiration. And finally, 90% of those shoppers have discovered something new through YouTube. Interesting stats. You guys get anything else?
Nope.
All right, that is your e-commerce minute for today. We'll see you on the internet tomorrow.
That's it for today's show. If you like the show, do us a favor and subscribe or leave us a review on iTunes. And don't forget, you can now listen to the e-commerce minute on your Amazon device. Just add e-commerce minute to your flash briefing. And finally, if you have a comment or suggestion or just want to say hi, find us on social media at Sumo Heavy.